So the last thing I want to ask you about before we get into second line and beyond and new approaches is the paper that you had in anti-cancer research, Cancer Site and Adverse Events Induced by Immune Checkpoint Inhibitors. Can you talk a little bit about what you looked at there and what was seen and what you think it means?
So this was a very good effort by my colleagues at Karmanos, where they did a very detailed retrospective review of all the patients who had received checkpoint inhibitors across different tumor types. And I think what they were looking for is not just to find out, you know, what immune-related adverse events did these patients develop, but was there any increased probability of certain events based on the tumor type they had. So it appears that, for example, in head and neck cancer and in thyroid cancer patients, that they saw more hypothyroidism. Now, how much that had to do with prior radiation therapy is difficult to know. But I think it's a note of caution that in these patients particularly, I mean, I think thyroid function needs to be checked in every patient who gets a checkpoint inhibitor. But I think that particularly in these patients, we may be even more vigilant about these toxicities. And the other issue, which was not surprising, that the fatality from pneumonitis was greater in lung cancer patients as compared to pneumonitis occur in other tumor types. And again, I don't think it's surprising because these patients tend to be chronic smokers and may have associated COPD or may have had received radiation and therefore may already have lung injury in that their ability to tolerate pneumonitis may be impaired. So I think what we found is there may be some correlation to the tumor and the type of immune adverse events that the patients may be susceptible to.
Yeah, you hear people talking about that sort of anecdotally, but I was really interested to see you actually had a series that was looking at it.